Welcome and blessed Sabbath to all the dear family that are in the room on this blessed Sabbath. And for those that are listening on the radio or those that are listening on the phone, we want to welcome you on this blessed Sabbath day, February 14, 2015. We are in lesson 115 in chapter 24 entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? But this is part two. In our lesson book, Desire of Ages. Before we begin our study, we're going to begin with opening song, and this song is taken from the book of Jude 24 and 25. Just give me 5 minutes that I can be able to play the song for you. Praise the Lord, and a warm welcome to all the dear family that are just coming in. We are going to ask the request for any one of the dear little ones, mommies or daddies, the little ones, to open prayer, blah, blah, blah.
If we could all kneel before our Godhead for opening prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us traveling mercies and for getting us here safely. I pray, Lord, that you be with each and every one of us. Thank you for bringing us all back here today and for keeping us safely through the week. Thank you for just providing everything that we need to get through our day-to-day, dear Father God. And thank you that even though every day, some days we may struggle and stumble, dear Father God, that we're still able to be here today, dear Father. Lord, I pray that you forgive us all for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. I pray for all the brethren that are here, for those that are listening over the phone, and for those that will be listening to the recording at a later time. I pray that you, and for those that are not here with us today, I pray that you keep and guide every single one of us according to thy perfect will. Please send your Holy Spirit to be among us today, dear Father God, that we can have understanding of the words that we're about to receive. Let us truly indeed receive all the good things out of thy word as inspiration, dear Father God, and reproof and correction, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for all that you have done in all our lives and all that you will continue to do according to your will and mercy. In no other name than your Son, our precious Redeemer, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 45, verse 2, taken from the King James Version, and it reads, Though I fear than the children of men, grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part two in our lesson entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? On our study book, Desire Bait. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following chapters, blah, blah, blah.
Luke 4:23, and he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me, This proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country.
Luke chapter 4, verse 24. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Luke chapter 4, verse 25. But I tell you of a truth. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land.
1 Kings, verse 17:9. Arise, get thee to
Zarephath,
which belongeth to Zidon, and dwelleth there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to subside thee.
Luke chapter 4, verse 26, King James Version says, continue, but unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto the Sephrata, the city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Continue, verse 27, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath.
Amen. Well done, dear brethren. And today we will be covering pages 237 to 239. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the first part.
Desire of Ages, page 237. Who is this Jesus? They questioned. He who had claimed for himself the glory of the Messiah was a son of a carpenter and had worked at his trade with his father Joseph. They had seen him toiling up and down the hills. They were acquainted with his brothers and sisters and knew his life and labors. They had seen him develop from childhood to youth, and from youth to manhood. Although his life had been spotless, they would not believe that he was the promised one. Desire of Ages, page 237, paragraph 4.
Desire of Ages, page 238. What a contrast between him teaching in regards to the new kingdom and that which they have heard from the elder. Jesus had said nothing of delivering them from the Romans. They had heard of his miracles and had hoped that his powers would be exercised for their advantage, but they had seen no indication of such purpose.
Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, what evidence did the Jews reject of Jesus, and what would they not believe? And what was the contrast between the teaching of Jesus and the elders regarding the new kingdom? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, voila.
That is, his life had been spotless, and they would not believe that he was the promised one. And Jesus had said nothing of delivering them from the Romans and had hoped that his power would be exercise for their advantages, but they had seen no indication of such purpose.
Praise the Lord. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Isaiah, and our dear sister Lynn will be playing it for us.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And continuing in our reading, we are in Desire of Ages, page 238. Bubble up, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 238. As they open the door to doubt and their heart becomes so much the harder of having been momentarily softened, Satan was determined that blind eyes should not, that the day be open, nor the soul bound in slavery be set at liberty, which with intense energy he worked to fasten them in unbelief. They made no account of the sign already given, when they had been stirred by the conviction that it was their Redeemer who addressed them.
Desire of Ages, page 238. This is Mariela. Blessed Sabbath to everyone, dear brothers and sisters, and Elba Rob. But Jesus now gave them evidence of his divinity by revealing their secret thoughts. He said unto them, doubtless he will say unto me this parable, Physician, help thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done and
Carpetium,
do also here in thine own country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what happened as they opened the door to doubt? And how was Satan determined to keep the people? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is their hearts became so much the harder for having been momentarily softened, and that blind eyes should not that they be opened, nor souls bound in slavery be set at liberty. With intense energy he worked to fasten them in unbelief.
Good job, everyone. So just remember, little ones, that whenever doubt is in the heart and mind, it is a way how the enemy blocks the way to see all the wonders that the Lord wants to perform before your life and also before you, so you can be able to see truly that the word of God is true. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this came from the book of Luke and chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. And our dear sister Lynn will be playing the song for us.
Child shall become the prophet of the Christ.
Lord. So let us continue in our storybook. Welcome to all the dear family that are coming in. We are still reading from Desire of Ages. This is page 238. Bobola.
Desire of Ages, page 238. Many widows were in Israel in the day of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, save in Naaman the Syrian. Luke 4:23-27.
Desire of Ages, page 238. By this relation of events in the lives of the prophets, Jesus met the questionings of his hearers. The servants whom God had chosen for a special work were not allowed to labor for a hard-hearted and unbelieving people. But those who had hearts to feel and faith to believe were especially favored with evidence of his power through the prophets. In the days of Elijah, Israel had departed from God. They clung to their sin and rejected the warnings of the Spirit through the Lord's messengers.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. Christian boys and girls, why did Jesus give them evidence of, and in what way? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, babala.
The answer is his divinity by revealing their secrets, thoughts.
Thus they cut themselves off from the channel by which God's blessing could come to them. The Lord passed by the homes of Israel and found a refuge for his servants in a heathen land with a woman who did not belong to the chosen people. But this woman was favored because she had followed the light she had received, and her heart was open to the greater light that God sent her through his prophet. Desire of Ages, page 238, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 239. It was for the same reason that in Elisha's time, the lepers of Israel were passed by. But Naaman, a heathen in all man, had been faithful to his conviction of right, and he had felt his great need of help. He was in a condition to receive the gift of God's grace. He was not only cleansed from his leprosy, but blessed with the knowledge of the true God. Desire of Ages, above page, paragraph 1.
Considering all the light that we have gotten through the beginning of this study, just remember, if we come with a sincere heart towards God, we could seek for his help. And the same God that healed Naaman, it's the same God that will heal us too, by faith, remember, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, how did Jesus meet the questioning of his hearers? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, babala.
By the relation of events in the lives of the prophets, and those who had secrets to had hearts to feel and faith to believe were especially favored with evidence of his power to the prophets.
Desire of Ages, page 239. Our standing before God depends not upon the amount of light we have received, but upon the use we make of what we have. Thus, even the heathen who choose the right as far as they can distinguish it are in a more favorable condition than are those who have read great, who have had great light and profess to serve God, but who disregard God and by their daily life contradict their profession.
Before I will ask the question, it's just a thought to always keep in mind. The example that was given here with the widow. Here it is someone that may not have the ability to have all the wisdom that was given through the prophecy, like the elders or the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and yet the Lord found this humble widow where his prophet could have gone and not only rest from his toil, but the Lord had directly directed this widow's house to be the place of his resting for his prophet. Dear one, the same God that was in the past is the same God today. Just like the story had just told us, it's not the amount of words that we understand in the scripture. It is what that faith that we have in the Almighty, in what we do to incorporate it in our lives. So just remember that thought before I could ask the question. So question, boys and girls, what was Naaman to receive and in what condition? And what does our standing depend on before God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones.
The answer is he was in a condition to receive the gift of God's grace. He was not only cleansed from his leprosy, but blessed with the knowledge of the true God and not upon the amount of light we have received, but upon the use we make of what we have. Who discard the light and mind? Daily life.
Amen. So let's learn the last beautiful Christmas scripture song, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms. And it's located in chapter 50, verses 14 to 15. Buckle up.
To God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, for I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. Psalm chapter 50, verses 14 and 15.
Amen, indeed. So we have come to the ending of the first part of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And at this moment, we gather all the little ones because it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God. And our dear brother Grave is the one that's going to narrate it for us.
Good morning, boys and girls. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. This is what would be on Jesus when he came to this earth. As the Holy Spirit opens to you the truth, you will treasure up the most precious experiences and will long to speak to others of the comforting things that have been revealed to you. As Jesus comes into your hearts, boys and girls, you'll want to tell others of the wonderful things that he has done in your life. When brought into association with them, you will communicate some fresh thought in regard to the character or the work of Christ. As you speak to your friends, you will want to tell them what you have learned about Jesus. You will have some fresh revelation. That's like a new thought of his pitying love, and impart or share with those who love him and to those that love him not. Give and it shall be given unto you, for the word of God is a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, a stream from Lebanon. Lebanon was a place that had really nice springs of water. The heart that has once tasted the love of Christ cries out continually for a deeper draught, or a draught means a drink. And as you impart or share with others, you will receive in richer and more abundant measure. As you share your knowledge of Jesus, He will teach you more. Every revelation of God to the soul increases the capacity to know and to love. The more you learn of Jesus, the more you can learn and will want to learn. The continual cry of the heart is, "More of Thee." And ever the Spirit's answer is, "Much more." You will want to learn more from Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will teach you more. For our God delights to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. The Holy Spirit wants to do more for us than we ask Him. To Jesus, who emptied Himself for the salvation of lost humanity, the Holy Spirit was given without measure. By emptying Himself, Jesus gave up His power and His glory to come down and be a human being like us and help us. Follower of Christ, when the whole heart is surrendered for His indwelling, if we be just like Him, our Lord Himself has given the command, be filled with the Spirit, and His command is also a promise of its fulfillment. It was the good pleasure of the Father that in Christ should all the fullness dwell. Excuse me. Fullness means Christ's character, His likeness, and in Him ye shall be made full. God has poured out His love unstinted. Does that mean I'm back?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. When the Holy Spirit is poured out and we receive Him, we'll become like Jesus. For grace, we have received His character. Sons and Daughters, page 31. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing it to be able to come through. And we have come to the ending of our study. Next week, we will continue with part 3 of our study entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? In our lesson book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the dear ones would like to have closing prayer, blah, blah, blah.
Our Father, I thank the Spirit that has for today. I thank the Spirit to witness for this long time not this day. I thank the Spirit to learn from the scripture study and also for praying we be able to keep it in our minds and in our hearts. Forgive us all for our sins on making our past experience. And let us be able to also seek God and mercy so we have places to be for to walk. I pray we be able to always humble us if we either have problems struggling by in front of us or even if we're thinking about it. And also to let the sinful woman be able to repent before it's too late for them to try. Forgive them if they have ever done any sin that is wrong. Also guide us safely and let us be able to avoid all the temptations that the devil will try to turn us all away with.
Amen. We have come to the end of our study, dear ones. So next Sabbath, that will be February 21st, 2015, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson. We want to thank all the dear family that participated in the reading and also the brethren that I have helped through music and also the narration. We just hope and pray that all of you all were blessed and may the whole family enjoy the activity that has been presented for everyone. We hope and pray that you will have the rest of a blessed Sabbath, and God bless everyone. And for those that are coming in for the first time, we want to welcome you as well. Sabbath blessing.